Welcome to Believe and Become, spirit-led breakthrough for transformation that lasts.
We're Josh and Karina Grieger, authors, speakers, and freedom coaches who help Christians like you break free from anxiety, burnout, and spiritual frustration by renewing your mind and walking in truth.
If you're hungry for real, lasting change and ready to grow in identity, peace, and purpose, you're in the right place.
Let's believe what God says and become who He created us to be.
Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Believe and Become podcast. We're so excited that you joined us and so excited for what God's going to do in you as you listen to these podcasts.
We cannot wait to share with you all of the things that God has put on our hearts. But today, we would just like to introduce you to the podcast, what Believe and Become is about, and where we'll be going together.
So the purpose of our podcast is to help you believe the truth and become who God created you to be.
We're passionate about helping spirit-filled believers get unstuck and step into their God-given purpose. We want to break off lies, demolish fear, and help you renew your mind with truth that transforms.
So we thought that we would share our stories with you and just let you know where we're coming from and our experience with just getting rid of the lies that we were believing and stepping into God's truth and how it's transformed us. So I actually spent a lot of my adult life just renewing my mind with the lie that my life was terrible. I would say to myself over and over, my life stinks. I was really frustrated with my job and just things that hadn't turned out the way that I expected them to or wanted them to. That's a terrible thing to renew your mind with when you have a great life. My job actually was very stable, provided well for our family. Karina and I have a great relationship and we have great kids. And we did at that time too. We had a great church. Lots of things were going great for me, but really I was renewing my mind with the wrong things. So one Saturday morning, it was such a funny story. Karina came and, you know, she would always ask me how I was doing and it was always terrible or fine or whatever. But one Saturday she came to me and said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "Great, I'm doing amazing." And what I'd done was instead of listening to my thoughts or the same things that I had repeated over and over again, I really just asked Holy Spirit, "How am I doing today?" And that's what He told me. "You're doing great. I'm so proud of you. You're doing amazing. You have a great life." And that was the start of a process that I went through of renewing my mind with what God said about me instead of what my experience had told me or my past had told me. And so now instead of sometimes every once in a while, I'll have that same thought. "Oh, my life stinks." And I say to myself, "Well, that's a lie. I don't have to believe that. Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me today? How's my life going? What do you think about me?" And I get my identity and my purpose from Him instead of what my past was telling me or what my frustrations, my emotions were telling me. And that's been a huge, huge change in my life. Just a huge key to the transformation that I've seen.
I love what Steve Backlund says, that you can either renew your mind with lies or with truth. And we always think of renewing your mind in the context of Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But really, that goes either way. You can be transformed into something negative and difficult. You can be a bitter old person because you've renewed your mind with negative, bitter thoughts, or you can become joyful and kind and patient because you've chosen to renew your mind with the truth of God's word. And so I think that's such a great illustration of renewing your mind with something negative, creating negative cycles, and then choosing to replace those lies with truth. And one thing that we've talked about that's really important is you can't just not think lies.
Yeah, that's true. Because it's kind of like the example I like to use is, you know, don't think about ice cream or don't think about elephants or whatever. But though, as soon as you say that, it pops into your mind. You can't stop thinking those thoughts. And so actually for a long time, when I would have negative thoughts, I would go, "Okay, don't think that. Don't think that. Don't think that." But that's really not as effective as, I mean, it does help a little bit. But what's more effective is to replace the lies with truth.
Right.
So when you have a lie that says, I'm a terrible person, or I feel terrible, or I always mess up, or I'm so stupid, or, you know, whatever it is that is recurring in your thought life, ask God what the truth is, and then replace it with that. Find scriptures that say the truth about who you are and who he created you to be, and say that instead. So instead of saying, I always mess up, actually, I have the Holy Spirit. I make great decisions.
Yeah.
I'm a new creation. I'm not sinful by nature anymore. I'm a new creation, and he's made me new, and he gives me the grace. He empowers me to make good decisions. And so it's good to have scriptures or short phrases that you have prepared when you have a lie that you're fighting, and you just say that to yourself whenever it pops up. And then that old lie, the old way of thinking starts to shrivel up. Like a weed that's been sprayed with weed killer, and it just dies. And instead, your natural reaction is not from that negative thing that you believed about yourself. It's from the truth of what God says about you.
So one of the lies that I really struggled with for a long time, which I didn't really realize was a lie, was that I wasn't good enough, which I knew I was believing that, and I knew that was a lie, but I had trouble overcoming it. But believing that I wasn't good enough, therefore I was a victim of other people's lack of support for me. So for example, I've always had ideas to start a podcast or a blog or write a book or whatever it might be, but there was always something that held me back from doing it. So if I was going to write a blog, I needed Josh to edit it for me, but he didn't have time or he forgot to look at it. So he must not care. So it's his fault that I can't be good at this. Or if I was going to record something, I didn't know how to use all of the software and I needed somebody to help me or show me or teach me or whatever. So there was always this idea that I was a victim of other people not supporting me. So I can't do something because I don't have all of the resources that I need, which is when you really think about it, you can literally learn anything on the internet. And obviously that hasn't always been the case. We are older than some. The internet has not been around for our whole lives. But you know, you can learn anything from anyone. If I really had wanted to dig in and take responsibility, I could have chosen to learn those things on my own. But I realized that I'm actually powerful and I can make decisions. I can learn things on my own. And so I can choose whether or not I want to do something. I don't have to wait for other people to do it for me. And that has been really huge for me, recognizing that I'm not at the mercy of other people. The direction of my life is not going to be determined by somebody else. I actually get to determine that, me and the Lord. And so that doesn't mean, obviously, that I go off making decisions without Josh or without considering the important people in my life, but it does mean that I have the choice. I have authority to make those decisions. I have power in my own life to say, this is the direction that I'm heading, even if that comes to, even if the only thing I can change is the way I'm thinking about the situation. I can make a choice. I can decide, okay, this is the situation that I'm in. This is what I want to do. God, what do you think? How do you want me to handle this situation? I feel stuck here or I feel lost there. What should I do to begin to work my way out of this? And I know that he is so faithful to always bring the solutions that we need.
It's really common for people to struggle with the victim mindset. That's mm-hmm. what I would call it.
Yeah.
I've struggled with that too mm-hmm. throughout my life. For a long time, I wanted to quit my full-time job and go into full-time ministry or go to ministry school. I had different aspirations, but there was always some excuse. There was some reason why I couldn't do it. And it was rarely myself. You know, I was like, oh, well, we're gonna have to survive on a lot less money. And so I think one time I asked Karina, I was like, we need to really buckle down and stop spending money so that, you know, I could quit my job. And I don't think I ever brought that up to her ever again, but I kept saying, oh, well, we just spend way too much money. There's no way we could ever survive on less than what I'm currently making. And so I was giving her the responsibility for, or blaming her really for why I couldn't make a change that I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair to her, like, 'cause I never talked to her about it again. And really, if we had made that decision together, she would have, of course, 100% supported me in that. And we would have made it work together. God would have, you know, provided for everything that we needed. But it was an excuse. It's really easy to hand over the responsibility for our lives to other people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a poor victim. Poor me. I can't do what I'm supposed to do. And that's just another lie that the enemy brings up and tries to use to keep us from stepping into our God-given purpose.
And it took, you know, a long time, 15 years, I think, 16 years of marriage before we were able to make that decision. And where we did, where you did quit your job and we did step out in faith and do the thing that was, that felt really scary and hard. And I think when it comes down to it, that those beliefs that somebody else is responsible is really just kind of a smokescreen for our own unwillingness to participate, our own fear of being, you know, not good enough, or if I quit my job, then what could happen? Or, you know, for me, if I really stepped out and did the thing that I wanted to do, and even having to learn all the things that I need to learn, you know, what then? What happens if I become successful, or what happens if I don't? And so often we're looking at all these things like, but what could happen? And so then we just find somebody else to blame for it, really. But what did happen was we found freedom and we found hope. And the Lord provided above and beyond what we really could have asked for, especially in our first year after Josh quit his job. We had so much provision, like literally checks in the mail from old insurance claims. And it was crazy how God provided for us in that first year and really just showed us that he's taking care of us. And so when it came down to it, it's not our responsibility. You know, he's the one who provided for us and he made the way in a place where it really felt like there wasn't one.
Yeah. That first year of ministry school, actually, we received checks in the mail from an insurance. We were just getting money back from our
insurance claim that was refunded from
years, like 3 years before.
Yeah.
And that we actually received enough money to pay for our tuition for both of us to go to ministry school. So I just wanted to share that testimony with you. And I feel like right now, God is giving you grace. That's his grace is God's unmerited favor, but it's also his ability to change. He is giving you grace right now to step into what's been on your heart for years. I feel like there's people that are listening to this that have had something that God's put on your heart to step into. Mm-hmm. And he's right now giving you the ability to change, to step out and to take a risk like we did, to move past the fear that's been holding you back for years and to step into your God-given purpose and to see him move miraculously in your life, in you and through you, and to see your dreams really be fulfilled.
Yeah. Amen to that. Well, I think what I would want people to walk away from this episode with is that there are lies that you're believing. Anything that doesn't bring hope, joy, peace, anything that breeds discontentment, anger, frustration, those things are lies. If you believe something about yourself, your situation, people around you, if you have thoughts that are negative or that feel just yucky, you can replace those lies. But that is one key way to identify them. If you start thinking a thought and it immediately changes your mood or it immediately brings a sense of hopelessness or despair, those thoughts are not from God. And when we start to recognize the lies, then we can replace them with the truth. And so only when we realized that we were believing lies, only when Josh realized, actually, my life doesn't stink, but I am saying that it stinks. And so I need to figure out, you know, what the truth is. Only when he recognized, actually, this isn't true, then he could replace that lie with truth. And so we would encourage you to identify those lies, identify those thought patterns that kind of lead you down the spiral and begin to replace them with the truth.
Yeah, right now, God is giving you the ability to identify lies. The Holy Spirit's going to be moving in your life, in your heart, and say, when you start thinking a thought, he's going to bring attention to that and say, actually, is that the truth? And he's giving you the power right now to replace those lies with the truth of what he says about you.
So if you need help replacing lies with truth, identifying lies, or really learning what the truth is, Josh and I have both recently written books. Josh is called 40 Days to Peace, and it's a daily devotional designed to help you demolish fear, anxiety, and discouragement. And my book is called Transformed by Truth, Practical Steps for Applying God's Word to Renew Your Mind. Those can both be found on Amazon. And we also have started a coaching program designed to go deep with people like you who need a little bit of help maybe to identify those lies. Maybe you're like, I think I am believing lies because I have the symptoms, but I don't know what they are. We can help you with that. And so you can find out more about that at joshandkarina.com/coaching.
The links to those will be in the show notes.
Yes, that's it.
And we want to just say thank you for joining us on our first episode of the Believe and Become podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a review. That really helps us out a lot. And we just thank you for joining us.
We'll catch you next time.